They're loading into the barriers. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. And they're underway for Moody on the mic.
You thought we weren't coming back. No, we're just a little bit late. Moody on the mic, back for another week. I'm Roger Aldrich. Joining me, as they always do, Peter Moody, Anthony Mithen, the resident Rain Man, Tom Hackett. We're all here. It's Thursday morning. Moods, we'll start with you. Jeez, what a weekend for your old mate Mick Price and also Mick Kent Jr. over there at Morfordville. I'm not sure anyone's ever had a better time in Adelaide.
No, well, I think he's won about 7 stakes races over there, Pricey and Kent Jr. the last couple of weeks. Obviously the Derby, and rounded it out with Lombardo off in the Goodwood. How good a form race was that Sale Quality on Good Friday? Lombardo got lapped in that, came out and won the Goodwood on Saturday. But listen, kudos to Pricey. He's reinvented himself. He's moved to a new establishment, and he's dead set training up a storm. So best of luck to the boys there, and hope they leave something for the battlers.
Well, I'll tell you who's not battling, and that's Rosemont Stud, because they're up there selling horses at the Magic Millions sales. Unfortunately, Mytho, you don't own Away Game or Tefane, $4 million and $3.1 respectively. Still a star, a magnificent story, Bill Ryan, Tasmania. That horse cost $13,000, won $850 and sold for $700. So, big money, not just on yearlings, but on broodmares as well in the current scheme of things.
It's been an unbelievable week up here at the Gold Coast for prices, and the rise and rise of the bloodstock market just continues and continues. So hats off to Mr. Zhang and the Yulong team. They have taken the world by storm. I think day one, the race fillies day of selling up here, they just added to their already formidable race team. I think it was they bought 37%. They made up 37% of the cash spend on the day by spending somewhere in the vicinity of about 17 million in one day. So, yeah, they bought Tefano, they added Away Game. They've gone mad. So good luck to the team. We couldn't get a look in. Coolmore couldn't get a look in, but congratulations to everyone that played. May they have some success.
Well, the Rayman's off just doing a little bit of a radio cross because, as we know, Moods, he is the busiest man alive.
He's becoming the most important man. Like, I mean, we all saw what happened last Saturday, and we marvelled at the change in the balance of power, and that was just at Rain Man's house.
Rain Man might be a big man on campus at Ladbrokes, but don't you mistake who's in charge in his
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the balance of power has gone back to Rain Man, even at his house. That's how important he is. He's the most important man in Australia now. You can forget about Albo. It's Rain Man.
There's a lot of pressure on Albo now as Prime Minister of Australia. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of pressure on Peter Moody on Saturday as well, because, well, Mytho, he trains a horse that you own called Macheon. We've got a little bit of a celebrity guest, in a way, making an appearance here on Moody on the Mic. This was sent to us last night from your good self.
Righto, guys, we are set to go on Saturday at Caulfield, and I cannot believe that I have just run into the lady of the moment, Emma Macheon, in the streets of the Gold Coast.
Emma,
how excited are you?
I'm very excited to hear. I have.
Is this the most random thing that's ever happened here?
Yes, it's definitely the most random. I didn't believe him. He just met me on the street.
I'm not a stalker. I'm a horse owner. People might say we're one and the same, but are you going to follow this horse through? You're going to watch it?
I'm going to watch this weekend. I'll be cheering on, and hopefully she's as fast as me.
That's what we want. Go, Macheon.
Stalker.
So, Moods, Mytho's run into Emma Macheon. She's going to be following this horse. This is the best swimmer in the world. Oh, second best. Well, you could argue a case her or only Aunt Titmus, Kate Ledecky. Either of those three, eyes on, pressure on. Is this horse as fast as its namesake?
Well, I also train one called Ledecky's Dream, so it's going to be interesting if they ever clash in the same race. They're both two-year-old fillies. And, listen, that's quite fortuitous, for whatever it is. Mytho stalking Emma Macheon and her new partner at the Gold Coast there, like a paparazzi whore that he is. And No, a bit of pressure on now. We've got to, you know, to step out and perform. But listen, she's a nice filly. She says everything about her says she's going to be next time, a bit stronger, a bit more mature. But she's trialled up well, and we'll probably have a throw at the stumps on that Caulfield on Saturday.
She won a jump out by six, Pete. Just tell the punters what they want to hear. She's an absolute speed demon. She'll win by five.
Well, I'm hoping you're right, Anthony. I certainly hope you are. Listen, she has trialled up very nicely. So Saturday will be an interesting, you know, young horses to the races, first time. I've just got to keep the owner's expectations in check, particularly now he's tipped it on the world stage and he'll tweet to everyone that he's met Emma McKeon. And probably start big unders now.
We know you're one to... You know, just keep a lid on things. That's how you operate. Mytho, on the other hand, is absolutely not that. And you know that as soon as he ran into her last night, obviously he has the balls to go up and ask her to do a video with him, but his ears are just going, marketing opportunity. That's all he cares about. This is a major marketing opportunity. McKeon, Rosemont, it was all going off in his head.
I couldn't get a hat on her, but let me explain the circumstances, because this was freaky. Look, Moods has put out the updated Tuesday that, this horse is probably about ready to go to the races. We better start looking around and start nobbing up in the next 10 days. No excitement level whatsoever. Suddenly we see it bob up in the Caulfield noms. You know, and my team are up here at the sales chatting away. Go, hey, Mytho, is McKeon going to go to Caulfield? Not by the way. Moods is talking. He's talking about the Bush Maiden for McKeon. Anyway, acceptance come out yesterday morning. There's McKeon. Drawn well at Caulfield. Oh, your beauty. Team are a bit up on their toes. So we're sitting at dinner last night at a little restaurant down at Nobby's Beach. Just the four of us, me and my team. And my brother says to me, hey, McKeon's come up $6. I said, oh, gee, start to get a real bit of excitement in the loins as we scan the field and have a look at the odds. And I literally look up and out the window and said, that is Emma McKeon and Cody Simpson walking past the restaurant. You could have knocked us over with the spaghetti on the table, I tell you. And I ran out and said, listen, Emma, I know I sound a bit like a stalker here, but we named a horse after you. Would you like to send the owners a bit of a message? So she was very, very, very happy to do so, and stopped and had a bit of a chat. And I did do a little bit of name dropping. I have to admit, I did a little bit of name dropping. She's trained by the trainer of Black Caviar. Peter Moody. Just to see if we could get a little bit of a connection going there. And Cody actually looked a bit excited about it. He was up on his toes. He'll be watching on Saturday. So
if I was dating Emma McKeon, I'd be pretty excited as well.
Yeah. Well, he did date Miley Cyrus, and you know, he's had a few on the arm over the years. So he's a good looking rooster. When I asked him to just, could you just hold the camera and record the video? He didn't like that too much, so one of his mates did it. But anyway.
You asked Cody Simpson to hold the camera? You wanker.
So anyway, look, it was just one of those freaky coincidences that, you know, anything, stuff happens on the Gold Coast, doesn't it? You just got to put yourself out there, Petey.
A great night for you. Hopefully McKeon can back it up on the track on Saturday. On Friday, Rayman, welcome to you. Now you're all important and finished your radio commitments. It's good to have you here for at least part of the podcast this week. On Friday at Flemington, there's a barrier trial down the straight featuring the Nature Strip, Home Affairs and Artorias. I reckon, I know you could not be more excited about pretty much 58,000 races that roll around every year, but you'd probably be excited about this barrier trial.
He's flying down for it.
Yeah, nothing better than a high-profile barrier trial, Rog. I think sometimes I enjoy these high-profile barrier trials more than I enjoy the races themselves. And this is basically as high-profile as a barrier trial gets, a Royal Ascot barrier trial. So, very excited to see all three of those horses in action down the straight. And hopefully they're all looking fit and ready to fire at Royal Ascot as we look to go over to the UK and absolutely dominate like we've done in the past in the sprinting ranks.
This is the most anticipated Royal Ascot trip since Black Caviar whacked on the tight-fitting suit and jumped on a plane all those years ago. Unfortunately, Peter didn't whack on the same sort of type suit and get on the plane. But It is going to be fantastic. And I'll tell you what, I reckon the ratings from Australia for the Ascot Carnival will be almost as big as when Black Caviar went around. But there's big racing at home this weekend. Bigger racing than expected, given last weekend got shifted. We're going to take a look at that after the break.
Here we have a mate dedication from Scott to Johnny. Oh, to you, Scott.
Jono, you've got some questionable banter at times. Oh, man, did you butcher the speech at both of Tim's weddings. And you barracked for the worst footy team. But, mate, you nailed last weekend's multi. Love you, big fella.
Good on you, Scott. Try Ladbrokes Mates Mo to chat, share and bet together. Thank you. T's and C's apply and available on website. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Well, the Doomben Cup got shifted after last weekend. The rain was too much for the Doomben track to handle. They moved it to Wednesday. Then they realised that that ain't going to work. So on Sunday, it was shifted to create a bumper 10-race program at Eagle Farm. So the Doomben Cup, the Doomben 10,000, both run across the road at Eagle Farm. We thought it was likely a victory lap for Zaki last weekend. Rain Man, now it goes to Eagle Farm on a track that's probably going to present, looking at the forecast, as a good four or a soft five. Now he does look like a bet at $1.45.
Yeah, I think if anything, it definitely makes Zaki even more of a good thing than he probably already looked like in the Doomben Cup. He's currently $1.45 with Ladbrokes. We know he can get through the mud as he strode in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, but he's definitely better on top of the ground. He's going to relish that firm Eagle Farm surface, and it sort of takes Polly Gray is probably the big loser of the race getting moved across the road. Polly Gray, a superior wet tracker, but I don't think it should be any match for Zaki on a firm surface. I think the other big winner of the shift is the chosen one. I think getting back on a firm surface suits him. I think the $6 for him to finish in the placings is a nice little play there. I think if you include him in your exotics, your same race multis with Zaki, that's the way to play this race. But yeah, Zaki, it looks like he'll claim yet another Group 1 win, and it might be a question of just by how far.
Just looking forward to seeing, not tipping, but looking forward to seeing Maximal on a firm surface. Johnny O'Shea's been frustrated beyond belief with this horse and knows that we just need to get him on a firm surface, and it'll be interesting to see whether he's got him ready for the trip. It's almost an English horse being trained the English way, about 6 months between runs, because he just keeps on going around in barrier trials to tick over because we can't get a firm surface, but we will on Saturday. So expect him to run well. And if you want to throw him in your multiples, I wouldn't say not to.
Finally get to run on a good surface and just gob Zaki. I tell you what, it is a barrier trial. It's going to be a barrier trial for Zaki. The size produce, Moods, you've got two runners in this race. I'll get Rayman to go through the market, and then we'll ask you about Brereton and also Merchant Prince, because it looks like the barrier gods might have done a number on you yet again. Rayman, how is the market looking? It looks like a pretty open race.
Very, very open race, this one, Roger. Capacity field, a lot of runners here, and it's a very open affair. Resonator's the favourite for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. It's $4.80. Swiss Exile, the last start winner for the world's best trainer, Annabelle Neesham, $6.50. Political Debate, still a maiden, but it's been well backed into $6.50 as well. Moods us to what runners. Burriton's there at $14, and you're getting a juicy $26 for Merchant Prince. Good to see Luke Nolan back in Queensland as well with the ride there. But I'm interested in Moods' thoughts on his runners, because I think this race is a genuine lottery. It's not often I pull out the pineapple, but this does look like a genuine pineapple job. I think they're a very even group of two-year-olds that are racing in Queensland at the moment. And I think there's a range of horses that I wouldn't be surprised if they put their hand up on Saturday. If you're looking for one at a price, I think Calgary Stampede's a horse that can run a big race here. I'm confident he's a better horse than his record suggests. I'm not sure he loved the wet tracks in Sydney during the Autumn Racing Carnival. So back on a firm surface, we saw him produce a couple of solid efforts at the start of his career. So Calgary Stampede for me here each way, $26 to win, $7 to place, but it's as open a race as I've seen for some time.
Brereton's drawn 16, should come into 11 or 12 with emergencies going out. Merchant Prince is going to probably jump from barrier two. Does he probably want the wider draw, or have they gone around the wrong way yet?
Yeah, oh, listen, ideally probably so, but Brereton, he'll come out of about gate 12 with the emergencies coming out, one would imagine. 12 of 18 is probably not a bad draw on a track that's probably going to be have a little bit of wear on it. Merchant Prince, he'll just bounce, squeeze and travel. He'll probably be midfieldish from the good draw, but I would think Brereton's the pick of my two. He's going very well, this colt. Really looking forward to getting him out. He's had four runs. This is his first run beyond 1,000 metres, and I think he's been crying out for it. He's just... he missed the run at 1,200 the other day. I elected not to run him from the bad draw, but I think tomorrow from gate 12, he'll travel up in the first five or six, and I think he will run extremely well. I'm actually expecting Brereton to win the race.
Oh, big call. And I suppose this been his grand final, so you're not too worried that missing that last run had any impact whatsoever?
No. Listen, it wouldn't have hurt him, but I think the fact that he's gone in on fresh legs, he's had a couple of nice gallops in the last couple of weeks and really brought him on nicely. And I think with the blinkers on as well, first run in the hood, he'll just bounce and put himself in the first, certainly the front half of the field. A bit of J-Car magic, and Bob's your uncle.
Sorry, Rog, I was just texting Emma McKeon. I missed all that. Did Moose just say that Brereton, I expect him to win?
He's declared it.
I was hoping he was just going to run, given that this is where I find out whether or not we're running on the weekend.
No.
There you go. Well, that clears up the pineapple conundrum for you, Rayman.
Yeah, that's problem solved for the punters.
If Mytho wasn't so busy stalking people on the Gold Coast, he might have kept up with the news. Who's he looking for now? He's outside someone's bathroom. You're not allowed to peek in people's backyards.
Peter, that's very exciting. I was going to make a case for him myself, but I don't think I have to now. I'm just going to tip Dermy to get the job done on $1 million size projects. Wouldn't that be a great effort? Just 1,000 to 1,400, Pete. Could you? I mean, sure, punters would be looking, thinking, well, you know, not too often two-year-olds do that. How have you kept him up the mark?
I've trained him beautifully, Anthony. I haven't had to trial him or anything. He's just come on well.
Secret squirrel stuff from Petey. I
tell you what, it was a good move by Petey to get him up there early, though, because the flights for getting horses around the country at the moment are up shit creek. So there's a few horses that can't get to Queensland. Kissing off all the Chiefs can't get home to Perth from Victoria. So Mood's getting his colts up there nice and early. They've settled into Queensland, by the sound of it, very, very well. One I wouldn't mind just having a little bit of an each-way play at, but I was going to tip, but now Moods has taught me around because, let's be honest, I'm not exactly the world's best tipster, as we've found out very much on this show over the years. But I think Capital Towers running the Champagne, I think you can put that largely down to the track and the conditions that day. And he's come up a stupid price for a horse that had done absolutely nothing wrong beforehand. About $15 and five or something around that mark. I think Capital Tower, I was going to say each way, maybe just a place bet behind Brereton and also whacking your trifectas and the like as well might be worth a look. But if Moods is declaring Derby, then who are we to argue? Let's go on to the Queensland Derby, a race that that both Moods and Mytho have had success in before as owners with Mr. Quickie.
Yeah, I've got Dark Destroyer as the favourite here. Rog, $4.40. Paternal's been well back for the Waller stable, into $5.50. Pinarello, another Kiwi, $7.50. Then Waller's got Caboche there as well at $9. I think there's two standouts here, Rog, and they're at the top of the market, Dark Destroyer and Paternal. I'm quite keen to back them both in this race. I think Dark Destroyer's had an outstanding preparation. The Kiwi was very good over an unsuitable trip in their Queensland Guineas, where he finished second behind Character and then came out and showed a lightning turn of foot there in the rough habit plate last start. Probably the question mark with Dark Destroyer is on the firmer Eagle Farm surface. He's definitely shown that he doesn't mind the wet at all. But I just think we've seen Kiwi horses, they've got a really good record in the Queensland Derby, and he just looks like he's perfectly suited here to the 2,400 metres of this race. Paternal was second behind him in the rough habit plate. I think he's a horse heading in the right direction. He was good in the Frank Packer plate. Really liked his run in the rough habit. And I think he's one that won't mind getting back on top of the ground. So they're the two standouts for me. I'm more than happy to back them both. Dark Destroyer, $4.40. Paternal, $5.50 with Ludbrokes at the moment. I'll be having one and a half units on both.
I'm not that sort of punter. I'm just going to go one, and one is going to be Dark Destroyer. He has won on good ground. And I thought he's run in the rough habit. Like he got posted sort of four or five wide and had panels on him toward the end. And, you know, if we get a soft five for this one on Saturday, I think it's just going to suit him right down to the ground. He'll eat up the 2,400. Barrier one, maybe not ideal, but there's plenty of times to, you know, overcome that. I think Duck Destroyer will be winning this race. Smitho.
You can't add much more than that, Rog. Dark Destroyer, as the Vikings just converge on the Gold Coast here.
Converging? They're there all the time, mate.
looks to be the one, doesn't he? And for all those reasons you've made, I'll have 10 the win, 10 the place, Dark Destroyer. Thanks, Rog.
I'm going to turn it around, boys. I'm going with Paternal, the Waller horse that ran second at Destroyer last time. He was a month between runs from the rough from the Frank Packer Plate through to the Rough Habit. I reckon Waller, who usually slays them at this carnival, probably been a little bit below what we usually expect. He usually just totally dominates these races up there, but he aims these back end 2 and 3 year olds at this carnival, and I reckon Paternal fits that mould. Son of Savabeel, 4 weeks between runs. That Rough Habit would have just brought him on nicely. Hugh Bowman to ride from the good draw, gate 3. I think he's too strong, Paternal.
Let's move on to the Kingsford Smith Cup. I've got a mate, Ben Chandler, who's a listener, so there's no doubt he'll be listening here. He texted me on Tuesday night to tell me he's going to back Brooklyn Hustle. And I took that as a cry for help. and I'm going to put him into Punter's Rehab. You know, I've been there before for my addiction to Kevin Tari. But clearly, the Brooklyn Hustle Moody on the Mic propaganda out of Anthony Mithen's mouth continues to work on Punter's Rayman. And has there been any money for her in the Kingsford Smith Cup?
Bit of specking for Brooklyn Hustle, Rog. 18.
Oh, no.
Blood Brogues. And I've also got to put my hand up. Earlier in the week, I was strongly considering backing Brooklyn Hustle. I had her in my numbers. I had to have a good hard look at myself in the mirror and say I'm better than this. But I feel as though I've got an itchy finger. I feel as though by the time we get to Saturday afternoon, I might be having just something a little bit on Brooklyn Hustle. Because all I've got in my mind, and I'm sure you'll be thinking of as well, Mitho, is that win on Stradbroke Handicap Day last year in the Dane Ripper Stakes, where at Eagle Farm, where she was absolutely electric. Jamie Carr was in the saddle that day from memory. Mitho, no Jamie Carr that day.
Craig Williams.
Oh, that's right, Willow, and then he boned you the next star. That's right. It's all coming back to me now. But in all seriousness, I know we say it every time, but I honestly wouldn't be shocked if this is the one where Brooklyn Hustle does come out and run a race. In saying that, though, I do have Palaley on top. He's the second favourite at the moment behind On Trivier. Palaley, $4.50 on the second line of betting. He was outstanding in that Doom in 10,000 behind Marzu. There's no Marzu in this race. And Palaley's now got a host of ratings that are good enough to win a Group 1. We saw him run really well in the TJ Smith. He was very good in the spring. He's probably maybe one of the more underrated three-year-olds that Godolphin have at the moment, because he hasn't won too many races, but he's been thereabouts at the highest level throughout. I think this is his best opportunity he's probably maybe ever going to have to get a maiden Group 1 win on the board. So I think he's the horse to beat there at $4.50. I think Apache Chase can run well, $11 with Ladbrokes. Check Ladbrokes' social media channels for a really good
there it is.
Desley Forster and Apache Chase, as well as the stable goat. And our own Peter Moody even gets a mention in that one as well. So a really good piece. I'd love to see Apache Chase run really well there for Desley Forster, also heading towards the Stradbroke Handicap as well. But Palaley on top for me, but I'm going to put the hand up. I think by the time we get to Saturday afternoon, I might be having something a little each way on Brooklyn Hustle.
All right. Well, I mean, there's a big part of me that does want Brooklyn Hustle to win. But if I don't back her, and then I'm going to hear from Mitho, I'm going to hear from Ben, or probably from Rayman about how she won. But I'm going to go with On Trivier. I thought her run behind Mizzou in the 10,000 was super. She's better on top of the ground. She'll get that here to certainly more so than she did last start. You know that she handles the Eagle Farm circuit, which does bring a lot undone. She won from one at 1,300. She'll come in quite likely to a barrier 12 once the emergencies go out. And I think On Trivier is the pick for mine. But yes, look, maybe I wouldn't be overly offended if Brooklyn Hustle got up.
Well, you know what I'm going to tip. She's won at Eagle Farm, which is a start. She hasn't won anywhere else for 12 months, but she has won at Eagle Farm. So she goes back to the scene of her Dane Ripper Stakes win. And look, she's in good form. She's healthy. She's well. And we're just going to rip the sheets off and run her in as many Group 1s up here in Queensland over the next month as we can, and hope that she gets conditions to suit. Hope she gets a fast run.
race. Pete, you never know from the draw. We might even slide forward or try to at least.
Well, surely to fucking God. Surely to God, from gate five, Jamie Carr's going to give her a little squeeze and at least have a midfield to give us some chance instead of 28 lengths off her. Yeah, exactly.
Palale's the one that I'm scared of most, but I'll be loyal to the end and be backing her in the next three starts and hoping that she can clunk a group one somewhere.
Nah, well, good luck. She does deserve one, but I'm actually going with Apache Chase. He's the stable mate of Burton up there in Queensland at the moment. He got beat at Rockhampton last start, but I was privy to seeing him work last Saturday morning when I was there watching Burton work, and Desley Forster's got him in great shape, this horse. He's been ultra consistent at $11 each way all day. I think he can win it, but you can't go wrong, I reckon, backing him each way. He's going to sit on the speed, make his own luck. Be very, very hard to run down on his home track. Paul Ailey, as you said, it's probably the knockout horse. And God give Brooklyn Hustle strength for the Rosemont team.
Here we have a mate dedication from Scott to Johnny. Over to you, Scott.
Jono, you've got some questionable banter at times. Oh man, did you butcher the speech at both of Tim's weddings. And you barrack for the worst footy team. But mate, you nailed last weekend's multi. Love you, big fella.
Good on you, Scott. Try Ladbrokes Mates Mode to chat, share and bet together. Thank you for being a friend. T's and C's apply and available on website. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Alrighty, the best bets as always. Rayman, take the new ball.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Kingsford Smith Cup, Rog. I've got Palale as my best bet this weekend. I just think this is his group one. I think he's perfectly suited. Really liked his run in the Doombin 10,000. And I just think he's the class horse in this race. And he'll get every possible chance in the run with James McDonald in the saddle. So Palale in the Kingsford Smith Cup for me this weekend.
All right, I'm going to go to Caulfield and I'm going to go to race eight. And I'm going to go around the favourite here in Hosier. There's a horse who I think has relished the change in stables, the informed price Kent Jr. Yard. I think can make it three from 3-4 to stable. And that is Vicinari, second elect in the market at present, racing terrific forward, up in grade, out in trip, and looks well placed to handle both. Race 8, number 14 at Caulfield, Vicinari at about $4.40, $3.80 now with Ladbrokes.
Well, I'm going the Omen bet. You can't run into a superstar like Emma McKeon down the street, name a horse after her and not back her on the Saturday and have her as your top tip. So and McKeon in the two-year-old at Caulfield, if you love an Omen bet, you'll be loving that, punters. So McKeon for me, and hope that Pete's put the spit and polish on.
Yeah, well, quite a busy weekend for the little boutique stable again this weekend.
well, you're running all 40 of the horses, are you, that you've got boxed there and packing them?
Runners in two states with the two runners and the sires. At Caulfield, we've got McKeon, race two, number 11. I think she's a very good, certainly an excellent each-way chance to run well first up. Oceana Blue in race three. She's a filly I hope to have in the Queensland Oaks, but unfortunately time's beaten us there. And she can run extremely well. Very nice filly called Gentility in race four. Resumes from a spell, has good promise, drawn a little awkward, but can run well. Probably the pick of mine at home at Caulfield, race five, number six, Dance to Dubai for Wiley Dalziel and the team. She's super second up off a good first up win, can run very well again. Diamonds in the Sky resumes off a long spell in the same race. But the best of mine, I think, in the Sires Produce in Brisbane, where we have both Burton and Merchant Prince, I think Burton, he's trained up super for the Sires. And Jamie Carr, Burton, Group 2 winner post-Saturday. I'll be very, very pleased. Bet safe, bet wise, and more importantly, punters, owners, trainers and jockeys, let good horses run fast. Have a great weekend.
Ooh, good ones. Good ones, not the fast ones.
Ladbrokes.